Let's go out to the guest line right now. Welcoming a man that won an NBA championship with the San Antonio Spurs back in 1999. Now does a great job for SiriusXM NBA Radio. And that, of course, is Antonio Daniels, kind enough to join us. Antonio, how you been?
I'm blessed, Jack. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing fantastic and appreciate you coming on. It is just unreal to watch Denver. I've been someone that's been a believer in them all season. But Antonio, just like in the stretch of just 10 minutes throughout a game, you could be impressed with one player one moment, and then about 10 minutes later, you're impressed with somebody else. I don't see how Miami is going to slow this team down.
I don't either. I picked Denver in 6. My co-host picked Miami in 7. You know, I find so many similarities. And you know, you always hear comparison is a thief of joy. And I'm not comparing them, but there are so many similarities to me between the Denver Nuggets and the San Antonio Spurs. If you start at the top and you look at Nikola Jokic, there are so many similarities between him and Tim Duncan. Also, they call the Denver Nuggets boring, right? They call them boring. And I remember hearing that a ton about the San Antonio Spurs when they were in the midst of championship after championship after championship. Just boring, but impactful and yet effective. And the term beautiful basketball that you see when you're watching the Denver Nuggets play, used to use all the time in referencing the way that the San Antonio Spurs move the basketball. Beautiful basketball all the way back then from 1999 all the way up to 2014 to 5 championships. And you see the Denver Nuggets playing a similar style of basketball as the San Antonio Spurs did. Boring, impactful, and yet beautiful all at the same time.
With that being said, and you were a part of it for a little bit in San Antonio, do you think this is the making of a dynasty with the Nuggets?
That's tough to say, because the thing is, other teams will improve. Some of these younger teams will get better. And there's no championship team that's ever won a championship without certain things just happen to go their way. And that's the way it goes. That's the way it works. You know, you have other teams now. You have the Phoenix Suns with another year of chemistry together. You have other teams in the Western Conference that will get a little bit more healthy than what they may have been. You have Karl Anthony Towns that will be with Minnesota for a longer amount of time with Rudy Gobert, with Anthony Edwards. So you can go through different teams in the Western Conference. Dynasty is going to be tough. It's going to be tough to do what the San Antonio Spurs have done, to do what the Golden State Warriors have done in the Western Conference. That's going to be very, very difficult with the talent level in the West.
Talking to Antonio Daniels right now. When you watch Nikola Jokic, you being a part of the league as a player and being a great analyst now, what goes through your mind when you watch him? Because, like, even last night, he was phenomenal, and I didn't even think he was great at scoring the basketball, and he still found a way to have this crazy stat line of 27 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds. He never plays a bad game. It's amazing just how consistent he is and how it's just at this high, ridiculous level that no one has an answer for.
I feel like today, Nikola Jokic is the most unstoppable player in the NBA. And let me explain what I mean. I don't think he's the most skilled offensive player, you know, as far as his handle, or he's not the best shooter, or whatever it may be. And by unstoppable, what I'm saying is unstoppable offensively. The fact that he was the best player on the floor last night and only took 12 shots speaks to his dominance. The fact that at the center position, I feel like Nikola Jokic is the best passer in the league. Not the best passer at his position. I'm talking about the best passer in the NBA. So the fact that he can impact the game in so many different ways offensively, that's unstoppable to me. So often we think unstoppable means, well, you know what, I can't stop that guy from scoring. And my thing is, you can't stop Nikola Jokic from impacting the game offensively and making the game very stress-free for his teammates.
And I think the most impressive part about the Joker, he has no ego. He doesn't care if he scores 30, 35 points. He's just as happy dishing out like 15 assists. And that team, he's the tone setter. And that entire team, you don't really see a lot of ego present on the Denver Nuggets.
Well, the thing is you know, you talk about his ability to pass the ball. And he has a point guard mentality. And for me, The point guard position is not a skill set. It's a mindset. It's not the way that you handle the ball. It's the decisions that you see play themselves out in between the four lines, right? And Nikola Jokic, it's a lot of guys that have the skill set to be a point guard in the way that they handle, in the way that they could pass. But the mindset is what sets them apart. And the mindset speaks to exactly what you just spoke of. His ability to allow the game to breathe, right? To not force things, knowing that he's the most unstoppable player and the best player on the planet right now. To not force things. To allow his teammates to eat, to get them easy shots. But then when it's time to crank it up a little bit offensively, because he understands that they're not double-teaming him, and then realizing that he has an advantage over whoever he wants to score the basketball, that's what sets him apart. One of the many things that sets him apart.
Antonio Daniels, we'll see if Tyler Hero does give it a go in game number two. Did you see anything in game number one that you look at for game number two with Miami and go, okay, we could get a little bit of a game going between these two teams?
No, see, here's the thing for me. I feel like teams are who they are. And there are certain things that won't change, that you can't change because the way your roster is constructed. Example, the Miami Heat will not get any bigger by Sunday. It won't happen. So they don't have a matchup for someone like Aaron Gordon. They don't have a matchup for someone like Michael Porter, right? Because their perimeter is basically Gabe Vincent, Kyle Lowry, Max Strus, Tyler Hero, if he does indeed go in game two, Caleb Martin, those kind of guys, Duncan Robinson. None of those guys are physical enough to deal with Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. They don't have the size and physicality. So Miami's not going to grow by Sunday. It's not going to happen, right? And on the other side of it, Miami took two free throw attempts in game one. I get it. Everyone can say, you know what, Miami didn't need to do a better job of attacking the rim. So the question that I'll pose to you, Zach, is who on the Miami Heat, their ability to attack the rim is what they do best outside of Jimmy Butler?
Bam Adebayo.
Does he attack the rim, or is he more of a 5 to 7 foot floater jump shooter?
It's a fair point that you bring up. And Bam's going to have to be great. That was my biggest key for Miami to make this a series. Bam would have to be going from a good player that sometimes shows he could be great to showing the entire series that he could just be a ridiculous player. And I don't think he has that in him for this series.
Right, but the thing is, you're asking not you, but the world is asking the Miami Heat to be something that they're not. So let's put our heads down and attack the rim. When that's not who Max Strus, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Gabe Vincent, and Kyle Lowry are. Those guys, a testament to those guys, their ability to shoot the ball is why they're here now, right? They have completely outperformed their three-point percentage in the regular season, this postseason. So the three-point shot is one of the main reasons why they're here now. So to say now, like, let's not just set up a three-point shot, let's attack the rim. Good luck. Good luck, especially if that's not your identity and who you are.
Antonio Daniels here with us. We all heard what the commissioner, Adam Silver, said the other evening before the game about Ja Morant. Everyone expects there to be a significant suspension. You playing the game, right? You also seeing the game from a different angle as an analyst. If you had to give some advice to Ja Morant right now, what would you say to him?
You just got to surround yourself with better people. And we're all adults. We've all made mistakes. I get that. The thing that you will never hear me do is give up on a 24-year-old young man. I'm not talking about in the NBA. I'm talking about in life, period, because there's still so much more to learn. But the thing about learning is you actually have to do it. And the question that I have about Ja Morant in this whole situation is when he went away for counseling for 8 or 9 days.
Yeah.
The question that I have is, what did he go away for counseling for? What did he go for? We've never heard that. So usually, if you go for counseling, you're diagnosed with something. Okay, I have an addiction to fill in the blank. I have mental illness in this particular area, whatever it may be. But if you're just going to counseling because you're being told to go to counseling, now the counseling's not going to be impactful and not going to take hold. So regardless as to what's happening here with Ja Morant, and I think it's going to be a pretty significant suspension, whatever that suspension is, I would hope one of the requirements of the suspension is why he is suspended to actually spend time in counseling to get diagnosed so he can actually come out of counseling being someone different and transformed.
And that's going to be the biggest thing, Antonio Daniels, is when he gets a suspension, whether it's a half season, a full season, whatever it is his first impulse to fight it through the players union, or is it to actually understand that the suspension is a wake-up call? Because unfortunately, if he keeps on going down this road, it's only going to get worse. And when you're playing with a gun, nothing good is going to come out of it.
But here's the thing, though. The way Adam Silver made it sound, he made it sound as if the Players Association and the NBA were in lockstep already.
We'll see, though. When push comes to shove, we'll see. You would think for the wellness of Ja that the player union wouldn't fight it, but I can't say without a doubt that they won't.
Right, and who knows? I mean, the bigger issue for me here is for that young man to get help and get right. That's because that ball's going to stop bouncing. That ball's going to stop bouncing. And it comes to a point in our life where growth isn't linear. You know, so the light comes on for different people, different players at different times in their careers and at different times of their life. And what Ja Morant has to understand is, what's at risk here? And I'm not even talking about financially. I'm talking about the fact that he has a daughter. He has millions of kids, young kids, black, white, Asian, whatever possible ethnicity that you want to throw out there that really look up to. And he is an influential young man, very influential young man. And I just hope. I don't know what he's been diagnosed with. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I have not a clue. But I hope that he gets the help that he needs to be truly transformed. And I'm going to tell you the one thing I do know, though, Zach. I know that 8 days or 9 days or 10 days of counseling is not enough to transform, because true transformation is impossible without discomfort. You have to actually get away and put yourself in an environment that's not comfortable to come back different, changed, and transformed.
That's why I kind of think it should be an indefinite suspension, and the league gives him things that he has to cross off to make sure that they feel like he's in a better place before they think about putting him back on a basketball court.
I tell you what's weird about that is when you give people a checklist, they'll do whatever they need to do.
As quick as possible. Yeah.
Right. So now it's no longer about the transformation. It's about the checklist. It's no longer about, you know, what I really need to change. It's about the checklist. You know, and anytime, all right, well, I did this, check that off. I did this, check that off. Regardless as to if that counseling is really, truly taking effect or not, we don't know that. Because what Adam Silver was led to believe is after his first time going to counseling that this was going to be different. After his first time going. And here we are.
Antonio Daniels, when you get to the Phoenix Suns hiring Frank Vogel, how'd you react to that one today?
You know, my thing with that is it's weird to hear coaches, championship coaches, with great cachet and resume, and that walk through the door, and the moment they walk through the door, they bring respect with them, drop their names out of the running. So it makes you think. So when you look at someone like Nick Nurse, right? Because he took his name out of the Phoenix Suns job, as did Doc Rivers.
But did Doc really, or was it just Doc not getting the job, and that's how he wanted to spin from an optic standpoint?
But here's the thing. This is why I say that. Because is it a case of Ishbia versus the organization of, so like, for example, Nick Nurse, did it have anything to do with Joel Embiid and James Harden versus Kevin Durant and Devin Booker? Or was it Ishbia versus Daryl Morey? Right? Knowing that I have a relationship with Daryl Morey, knowing that I may have a little bit more say in the organization in Philly, I may have a little bit more freedom and control. And if I'm Doc Rivers and I'm walking into the situation in Phoenix and Ishbia is telling me he wants to do this, 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 and this, and yet my job is just to simply sit there and coach, maybe I'm not okay with that. And again, right now, Zach, I'm speculating, mm-hmm. but to see two championship coaches, two guys that have won Coach of the Year, remove their names from the hat as far as the Phoenix Suns are concerned, I don't look at the players, right? I don't look at Devin Booker and Kevin Durant because those are two guys that are extremely talented and love the game of basketball. Chris Paul, one of the best leaders and floor generals in the sport. I look at what has happened since. There's a reason that Ishbia fired Monty Williams, right? New ownership, new way of running things, and I wonder if some of these coaches are on board with that.
Last thing I'll ask you, Antonio Daniels, because whenever I talk to a former Spur, it seems like they're always afraid to answer this question because you don't want to go against Pop, and Pop has deserved the right when he's going to walk away and call it quits. But now getting Victor Wembanyama, is Popovich ever going to retire? Is he just going to coach until he's no longer on the planet?
I mean, the thing is, I tell you what's wild about Pop. I'm San Antonio's home for me, Zach. I'm here now. I tell Spurs fans all the time, I feel like Pop has earned the right to retire and walk away when he wants to walk away. And if he does walk away, there are a couple of players and coaches that are tied to Pop's tree that it wouldn't surprise me to see them replace him if he indeed does walk away. Someone like Mike Budenholzer, Steve Kerr, yeah, those kind of guys. And Victor Wembanyama is a great building block. That's a great place to start. But what people have to understand is Victor Wembanyama is not stepping into the same situation that Tim Duncan stepped into, right? That's very, but what he's stepping into is completely different. Young team, inexperienced, and San Antonio had to tear this whole thing apart just to have an opportunity to acquire Victor Wembanyama. They got him. Now they can start rebuilding with him.
Antonio Daniels, great stuff as always. SiriusXM NBA Radio. He does a show with Rick Campbell. Make sure you check it out. Antonio, thank you as always.
For sure. Appreciate you, brother.